Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Mark Mahaney is with RBC Capital Markets, and he's got mail in San Francisco. Mark, looking at the press release we just saw, thumb up or thumb down for AOL?
Well, we're still trying to absorb all the numbers, but I think it's a clear thumbs up quarter. This company has finally recovered to a growth stage, first time in 8 years.
Yes.
And they're delivering earnings better than expected. So it's a thumbs up quarter.
You absolutely nail it in your research report. Let's look at Mahaney writing for RBC Capital Markets on AOL and the strategic plan after this turnaround. AOL has its work cut out for it this year as company shifts to focus on premium content, advertising, and a revamp of its core services. Who is their competitor?
Well, it's a slew of companies out there that would include Google, Yahoo, Facebook, essentially anywhere on the internet that people, especially consumers, go to spend time. So it's an entertainment service, it's a media service, it's a communication service. I don't think AOL has fundamentally changed its value proposition to internet users. It's just gotten better at it over the last 2 or 3 years, and I think a lot of that's a tribute to Tim Armstrong.
Does Huffington Post contribute meaningfully to the revenue number?
Yes, but that's part still part of the weakness at AOL. Their global advertising, display advertising, was flat year over year. Their U.S. display advertising actually declined 3% year over year. That's against a market that's probably growing 15 to 20%. So they're clearly still losing share in display advertising. Mm-hmm. HuffPost is helping, but not helping enough yet.
We saw the stock have a strong year in 2012, up almost 100%. And I've going through some of the analyst reports, they attribute it largely to the strategy of Tim Armstrong. How much of this comeback, this turnaround, is because of him? Because he's a sales guy, an ad guy.
Well, I'll give credit where credit is due. I think he did a very good job. I also think there's always luck involved in these things. It was the best performing internet stock last year. They did announce to the street, to the financial community, that they had a trove of patents that they were able to monetize. So it's nice to have that right in your back pocket. But a lot of the success is due to Tim.
Mark, one more question, if I may. What can Marissa Mayer learn from Mr. Armstrong?
I think these are very similar situations. You've got new, innovative, energetic CEOs coming in with assets that have really been deteriorated. They're focusing on user innovation, improving the web experience for the basic consumer, the basic user. So the lesson I think Marissa should take away from this is, yes, you can succeed in turnarounds on the internet, but wait, it's going to take you 3 or 4 years. Don't promise anybody you'll do it in 3 or 4 quarters.
Mark Mahaney, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.